Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning Coffee Club and 92.5 WBEE. It's a Monday morning. Like TJ said, it's going to be a good looking day. Upper 40s, I believe, for the high and sunshine here on this Monday after St. Patrick's Day. Terry's here, TJ Sharp. I'm Chris Kanya. I watched this on Saturday with a couple friends live. Yanni Diakamahalis from Hilton won his fourth NCAA wrestling title on Saturday. Fourth. He's going to school at Cornell. He's from Hilton originally. You've heard this name for the last how long? Since he's been alive, basically. Ten years or so. He won his fourth NCAA wrestling title on Saturday.
Dang. And he goes to Cornell?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go there without being brilliant.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So he's also smart.
Yeah.
He's got it all.
I know. I've driven past that campus. I'm familiar with how smart they are.
Let people like you and I in, TJ. We're not allowed in there.
Well, I know when I used to say, where are you from, Hornell? Cornell? No. Hornell. Yeah, Cornell. That's me.
Wow.
I was watching with a couple of kids who wrestled in high school on Saturday, and they were just talking about how amazing it was, and they were reminiscing about wrestling tournaments and going away for the weekend. Hmm. Obviously his parents were there. His mom was there. They did a whole presentation. I think she wrote Yanni a letter the day before this championship round, and ESPN like had them read it in front of a camera, like separately. And then they blended it together.
Oh.
So it was like a real touching. Yeah. I saw that on social media yesterday, actually, after the win. But
oh, that is so sweet. Mm-hmm. Is he a senior by any chance?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it then. Well, because I was at the swim meet all weekend long. I posted a lot on our Facebook page. It was up in Buffalo at the Burt Flekinger ECC City Campus.
Oh, over at the Burt.
At the Burt.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the seniors had a couple of separate ceremonies, just sort of signifying the fact that this is the last year that they'll be with them. And it was absolutely awesome. It really was. And so my nephew and two friends who were both seniors, however, Riley's a junior, those two seniors walked. There's a middle of the pool where two big pools are joined. So they walk across that, and it was just absolutely beautiful. Very emotional, too. They've been swimming together since they were in third grade, and we have pictures of the three of them all the way through. And one of the kids, well, they've all, like, really achieved what they were after. Peter, one of the kids, is now made national trials after this weekend, and the other two have – you know, they've all together. They made a relay team that's number one in the state.
Wow!
So it was very cool.
It's a big deal.
But so I can imagine that this wrestling event for that mom and that son was also so sweet.
Now you're talking Olympics. Oh, and where do you go from here?
Right. So. Yeah. Gee whiz.
You can see him on a world stage instead of just national.
That's amazing. And, you know, there's a lot of dedication at all these events. Doesn't matter what it is. I witnessed it this weekend with swimming and hockey, baseball, cheerleading. It doesn't matter what your kids play or your nieces and nephews or your grandchildren. People show up in force.
And you were saying before we went on the air that there are two types of parents that show up to watch these events.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
All right. We'll hear that. Hear about that next on the Be Morning Coffee Club. If you have something, 585-252-9233. It's all stemmed from Yanni. What's his last name, Terry?
All right. Let me get back to that page because I have to look at it and I'll say it right. Diakamahalis.
Ooh, very close. We'll accept that. We'll accept that.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Jeez, I feel like you're Ken Jennings over there or something.
Yes, we will take that.
Yeah, we'll accept that. That'll be just fine. Thank you.
Won his fourth NCAA title this past weekend. He's only one of five people to do it in the division's history. So we're talking about that. And it just so happens Terry was away for a sports tournament this past weekend, too.
I was. It was the New York State Finals for all of the YMCAs across New York State. And it was at the Burt Flickinger Center in Buffalo.
For swimming.
For swimming. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I thought,
you haven't
I, thought
said...
I said swim meet. Okay. Yeah.
What did Burt Flickinger do to get something
I know,
named
right?
I was thinking I was going to Google him last night, and I never did. I'm wondering about Burt Flickinger myself.
Is she saying it right? That's
Even
what I want to know.
I think I am. I think I am because, you know, we needed to use the location and address of where we were several times to try and get goods and services delivered to the Burt Flickinger Athletic Center.
I'd love to tell you, but the Buffalo News website wants me to sign up for 3 months of a subscription before I can. So
it.
I think he was a philanthropist and yeah,
okay.
stuff
right.
like that. So.
Well, yeah, anyway, it was awesome. I noted that there were two separate kinds of families that showed up this weekend. When you walked in on Friday night, there were a number of people unloading. And, you know, I guess when you bring the carts out to bring your stuff out of your car, I'm assuming there's going to be luggage coming back in on that cart. I saw no luggage, but definitely families that needed carts. Carts were stacked high with Rubbermaids and those, you know, double fold Rubbermaid things that were the flaps.
Dang, really?
Oh, my God. And coolers. And all kinds of wash equipment, because now these were hockey teams and swim teams. So those laundry machines were twirling all weekend long because, you know, hockey crap stinks after you wash and you know, you need dry towels for the swim. It was unbelievable. But you could tell the people that had done this before because they had every kind of manner of food that you would possibly need that can be healthy and portable. And it was all packaged up. One woman had boxes, like you would go out and, you know, I think she bought them at like a Costco or something. You, they look like she's making to-go food for people, but they're all stacked and labeled, every one of them.
Wow.
For meals, not only for her, but, you know, for the kids that are competing, but everyone else in her family that is there, you know, cheering the kids on. And there were full families there, grandparents all over the place. I'm an aunt. You know, I had two great nephews swimming, but it wasn't like my kid was there. And if it weren't for, you know, certain conditions with Harper, Doug would have been there, too. That's a choice I make, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't alone in this. There were a lot of full families there. And it was. And then there's the other kind of family that's like, well, I'm not packing everything. If I get the bodies there and a bathing suit or a hockey stick, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're standing there waiting for deliveries. And I am starving. Who's got that pizza? It smells so good. Mom, when's our food coming?
Oh, my goodness.
It was so funny. The haves and have nots were very clear over the weekend.
Wow.
But yeah. Yeah.
So some are walking in with fast food or like Subway or whatever.
Right.
And others were like, Who wanted the chicken parm sub that I made yesterday?
Oh, they packed like they were going to be living in the wilderness for a week.
It was unbelievable.
Did the rooms have refrigerators?
Yeah, every room had a refrigerator and a microwave.
Oh, they're golden.
So, there you go.
You're all set.
Oh, the possibilities are endless.
I can feed my family for a week.
That was the attitude. I'm like, I don't even use the microwave if I thought of it. anyway, of course, we got stuck in this, too. It just occurred to us Sunday afternoon that we could actually DoorDash, or you know.
Oh,
so that's
585-252-9233. We're getting a lot of texts about other successful weekends as local sports goes, and that's great to hear. But what is the traveling sports family hack that you would tell someone who was doing it for the first couple times? Because it seems like the parents who were prepared had to either learn it from someone or learn from experience of not being able to do certain things.
Had it down to a science.
There's got to be like a one tip that is above all of them.
I would think so.
Going into the weekend. 585-252-9233. Traffic news and weather first, and then we'll continue the conversation with your texts next on The B.
Start saving. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.